This past week saw a school shooting in Broward County, Florida, where 17 people were killed, many more injured. The response, once again, has been the call for something to be done. The question remains exactly what needs to be done. New and expanded gun laws, mandates for better school security, more responsibility taken by people to warn officials when they learn about someone who poses a threat. Is New Jersey leading the way in answering this issue? My first guest today joins us to discuss this. He is a spokesperson for Ceasefire New Jersey, Executive Director of the Coalition for Peace Action and the Peace Action Education Fund, Reverend Robert Moore. How are you today, Reverend?
Good. Thanks for the opportunity to speak about this.
I appreciate your input. PeaceCoalition.org is the website for the Coalition for Peace Action. Top menu, look for their campaigns. That's where you'll find the link to Ceasefire New Jersey and their activities as well. So I guess the question is, Reverend, as I said in the introduction, we always hear the demand that something needs to be done, yet it appears that other than, you know, grief and a tweet of sorrow, very little is getting done.
I agree, and I mean a big part of the problem is the gridlock in Washington. We are making good progress in New Jersey, and especially now that we have a new governor, Governor Murphy, but even under our previous governor, Governor Christie, who was antagonistic by and large and vetoed numerous gun safety bills that were passed, even he signed two of them, one on keeping guns away from domestic abusers and the other one on banning bump stocks. He actually signed that on his last full day in office, and our ceasefire project was the leader on both of those. So we're proud of that accomplishment. It makes the people of New Jersey safer, but obviously these laws need to be national to really have the kind of effect that we need to have. And so the NRA's gridlock in Washington, D.C., needs to be overcome. The good news, Chris, is that we've done it before and we can do it again. I'll tell you when we did it. It was 1993, and Ceasefire was much younger as a project at that point, but the NRA was trying to rescind New Jersey's assault weapons ban. We had passed the second one in the country in the early 90s when Governor Florio was the governor, and the NRA didn't like it and put a lot of money into the next election to elect a veto-proof majority of pro-NRA members. And so they brought that to a vote in the New Jersey Senate. It had already been the rescission had passed in the New Jersey Assembly. But in the New Jersey Senate, we mobilized during an intensive three-week campaign before that vote, and the result was not a single New Jersey senator voted to rescind New Jersey's assault weapons ban. That, in turn, inspired. We showed that the stranglehold of the NRA can be broken. It inspired the national lawmakers to pass a national assault weapons ban the next year in 1994, and that ban was in effect for 10 years. During that time, the killings by assault weapons were reduced by two-thirds. So we know this works. We know what we need to do, and the main thing blocking it is the NRA stranglehold.
When you look at some of the points of priority for gun laws that Governor Murphy has for New Jersey, for example, limits on ammo and weapon size, the 50 caliber weapons, for example,
right,
would be used just for sporting purposes, and probably some licensing and something further in the background checks for a new purchase of 50 calibers. The argument against that is gun laws only strangle and limit the law-abiding citizens. The criminals are going to look at those gun laws and say, yes, so.
That really doesn't hold up to scrutiny at all. Over 2 million gun sales have been stopped by the Brady Law, the background checks law. And we need to strengthen that, by the way. So a good example, of course, was the shooter at the mass shooting in Texas, at the church in Texas. And he was able to buy an assault weapon, which is the weapon of choice for these mass shooters. He was able to buy it in spite of being profoundly disqualified. He had committed domestic abuse against both his wife and his small baby child. And so, you know, the Air Force was really the one at fault there and did not put that information into the Brady background system. And, you know, even that very sort of modest improvement was introduced. It had some bipartisan support, but the NRA so far has succeeded in stopping that. I mean, these are the most common sense things that could possibly be out there, and yet the NRA continues to have a knee-jerk response to oppose all sensible steps that would make us safer from the scourge of gun violence.
Reverend Robert Moore, who is a spokesperson for Ceasefire in New Jersey, he's also executive director of the Coalition for Peace Action and the Peace Action Education Fund. PeaceCoalition.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas on the topic of background checks. Again, a system is only as good as the data the human beings put into the system. You referenced the Navy as one example. And with the Broward County shooting, I mean, how much more did the FBI need other than a photo of a person holding a gun? A post on YouTube threatening to shoot up schools, the post being made in his actual name instead of a username.
Well, I'll tell you what the missing piece was. The missing piece is there needs to be laws that will allow people that have, at this point, he had legally bought an assault weapon. I hope that'll change, as I've said earlier. But we need the ability of law enforcement to, with a judge's order, be able to take weapons away from people that are seen to be, by their law enforcement, by their families, by people who are close to them. They need to have those guns at least temporarily removed from them if there's a danger that they're imminently going to use them. Those are called extreme risk protection orders. They exist in 5 states. By the way, one of those states, Connecticut, the best study so far of their law is that for every 10 times that guns are taken away from a prospective person, at least one life is saved by that law. So we need to have that become a national law. If that existed, there were numerous signs, as you just mentioned, both not only on his social media, but people at the school knew about it. His mother had called numerous times the police to try to get some sense into her adopted son, and it didn't work. And so the only thing that would have worked and that would have guaranteed that that shooting would not have happened would have been to take those guns away from him because he was at high risk of using those guns.
Well, often, in my belief, at least in my contention, is it's the psychological industry, that aspect of mental health, who, when they have someone, a problem person like that, they tend to close ranks instead of reaching out to do what you just said, because who is one of the most likely people to realize when someone is in trouble? That's a mental health expert. But how often does a tragedy happen and the review, the background check that was done, the mental health records were incomplete?
Yeah, I'm certainly in favor of strict confidentiality for professional mental health providers, but New York State, I think, has led the way on this, by the way. So after Newtown, they passed much stricter gun safety laws in that state. And one of them said that if you're a mental health provider and you learn that a person you're treating is in danger of hurting themselves or others with a gun, you are mandated to report that to law enforcement. Now, it can't go beyond law enforcement knowing about it. Obviously, the confidentiality still needs to be respected, but there are limits to confidentiality, and when public safety is at stake, that needs to be. I think that's New York State's approach, I think, is a good one.
And that is, again, with steps in New Jersey, steps like that New York State has taken, as well as other states, that maybe instead of one action being the answer, it's got to be multiple pieces to create the picture that you want to see as you start with the puzzle that you're confused by. And these are some of the steps that Reverend Ward just pointed out that could lead us to that much clearer picture of a solution to avoid any future tragedies and massacres like we just saw this past week in Broward County, Florida. Learn more about Ceasefire in New Jersey and the work of the Coalition for Peace Action, peacecoalition.org. Reverend Robert Moore, thanks for being here today.
Thanks a lot for having me.